We have Jed Messer, who's going to moderate the panel on Texas legislative affairs. Jed Messer is the Texas Vice President for the Advanced Power Alliance. It's an industry trade association that promotes development of wind, solar, and energy storage as resources that provide affordable, clean, and renewable power for American consumers. Before joining APA, Jed worked for multiple Texas state legislators.
If you want to let him get settled, we can relax, and I'll introduce him.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just trying to keep us on time.
And I'll make sure we get out here.
Okay, cool. I also have little, like, 5 minutes. Good? So as I was saying, Jed Messer is going to lead us through this panel. If everyone can take their seats, we're going to go ahead and get started. And Jed's going to introduce his panelists.
Looking like the house of the floor. The floor of the house.
I
really appreciate everybody being here. We're going to go ahead and get started. I see a lot of familiar faces in the room.
Sure.
I was prepared to say that we would be the most fun you would have this morning, but after seeing the last panel, temper your expectations. As she was saying, my name's Jed Messer. I'm the Texas Vice President for an industry trade association called the Advanced Power Alliance. We represent grid scale, utility scale, clean energy companies in 11 states through Texas and the Southeast and SPP, and are proud to do so. With me today, I have two of my very good friends and colleagues that are in the trenches with me regularly at the Capitol. Aaron Gregg on the end here is a partner at the Austin office of Balch and Bingham and a 2016 graduate of University of Texas School of Law, where he's now an adjunct professor of negotiation, which serves him well, of course. He's an attorney and a lobbyist. He represents corporate clients, nonprofits, trade associations. And for any of you who are looking for a lobbyist, a shameless plug, he's also an expert in the budget process, which for any of the Capitol insiders here is almost a completely different language. So he has quite a repertoire of skills, and we're glad to have him here with us today. Michael Jewell heads up Jewell & Associates, which if you're local to Austin or involved in the regulatory and legislative space, is one of kind of our household names. He's been doing it for 35 years on the telecommunications side and the energy side at the commission and ERCOT and the legislature. He's also a member of the board of directors for the Conservative Energy Network and Conservative Texans for Energy Innovation. Okay, so I'm going to jump right in. I was looking at the brochure. They have us discussing the extraordinary opposition for the renewable energy sector during the last legislative session. So I'm going to start with you, Aaron. Probably a couple decades now of experience doing this. You've represented a number of sectors in different industries. For renewable energy this session, we saw proposals to increase regulation and government oversight, tax businesses, an encroachment on private property rights for those who were partnering with renewable energy companies, typically sacrosanct to policymakers in Texas. You ever seen anything like this for a single business sector?
So as someone that in a past life represented Facebook at the Capitol, and plenty of other industries that have seen some fights. No, it's never really been anywhere close to this. And I think the main issue is the sheer volume of things that we were looking at. I mean, if any of those things you had just said in isolation would have raised eyebrows about the Republican-led Texas legislature doing that, but all of those things stacked up on top of each other, for those of us that were fighting, like, it was a tough February and March of even to know where to start, right, where our heads were kind of spinning. So, I mean, I've seen, the Texas legislature, we haven't had a statewide elected official that was a Democrat in Texas in over 20 years. The legislature is overwhelmingly Republican. So you're dealing with, largely a Republican legislature. And no, I have never experienced anything like that. I think that there is a creeping sense of the far left and the far right, kind of the the primary politics, if you will, that's continuing to influence how some of these legislators are acting here in Austin. And, you know, pro-business is a standpoint that we used to take for granted with Republicans. I mean, that was the first, that was always the first bullet point. And there's been an increasing amount of things where they, where a member will say, I'm pro-business, but on this one thing. And I think renewable energy for a lot of members right now is has been that one thing.